We support Mamata Banerjee. We want answers. We want answers from Tata. These were some of the slogans shouted by tens of thousands of people during Tuesday's protests at Tata's sprawling nano factory in Shingor. Mamata Banerjee is chief of the Trinamool Congress, the opposition party in West Bengal. She's taken up the plight of about 1,000 farmers in Shingor who have been displaced by land buyouts to make room for Tata's 1,000-acre car factory. Banerjee, farmers, and other opposition parties have staged massive protests that have virtually shut down Tata's nano plant, which could stall the carmaker's October rollout of the world's cheapest car. Becharam Mana is the local vice chairman for the Trinamool Congress Party. He spoke to VOA through a translator.
Shingor is a role model for the whole world. They have set an example before the world and third world countries where the big corporate houses come and grab the land. They have stopped that.
The Tata controversy has become a major showdown in India between big industry and small farmers. Part of India's growing pains as its old agrarian economy makes way for a more modern economy fueled by industry and technology. Analysts say the biggest hurdle for industry has been acquiring land. Across India, about 92,000 acres of farmland are being investigated for land-grabbing practices by industrial giants, according to several media reports. The land disputes affect more than 500,000 farmers. Biren Pakera is a 52-year-old potato farmer in Baraspata. Like many farmers here, he says he was pressured to sell his land to West Bengal's government at far below the fair market value. He says the government captured the land that is now inside the Tata factory, and he didn't get much money for it. There were 14 people who owned 5 acres, and they were paid 40 lakhs for it, he says. That's just more than $7,000 apiece. Pakera says they should have made at least 4 times that much. But he was able to build a bigger house for his wife and 3 children. After weeks of protest, the Tata issue is boiled down to about 300 acres that the farmers want back. Tata says no. West Bengal's government is trying to mediate the crisis, but without much success. Banerjee has vowed to fight on. Tata's problems in West Bengal are scaring off other industries, hoping to locate here, including Infosys, a software maker that wants to build a business park that would provide about 5,000 jobs. Kartik Chandra Malik, 57, runs a tea shop near the boundary wall of Tata's nano factory.
He
says he's frustrated that the factory has been stopped. He says he wants it to open, because when it's open, he can do more business selling tea and biscuits. He's hoping that his son, who just graduated from college, will get a good job at the factory. Many of Malik's neighbors in Baraspata are tight-lipped when it comes to talking about Tata's troubles. There's growing tension in the villages near the Tata factory as the protests continue and the plant remains closed. The Tata crisis pits neighbors against each other. Malik says many of his neighbors are being pressured by opposition groups to protest against the carmaker. But many here already have jobs lined up at the factory, or hope to. A young man at Malik's tea shop said he got a job loading trucks at the Tata plant. And for that, many of his neighbors have called him a traitor. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Baraspata.